Welcome to Time with Baba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is March 7th, Saturday, 2020, day 67. Today's topic, are you able to detect your sin? Then hate your sin. Silence. Pull on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Baba. Today's four passages are Psalm 36 verses 1 to 12, Numbers chapter 8 verse 1 to chapter 9 verse 23, Mark chapter 13 verses 14 to 37, Proverbs 10 verses 29 to 30. Today's main passage from Psalm 36 verses 1 to 2. I have a message from God in my heart concerning the sinfulness of the wicked. There is no fear of God before their eyes. In their own eyes, they flatter themselves too much to detect or hate their sin. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, are you able to detect your sin, then hate your sin? All time today I've been thinking of Psalm 36 verse 2. In their own eyes, they flatter themselves too much to detect or hate their sin. Well, in their own eyes, they flatter themselves too much. Well, it means the wicked people always uplift themselves, always uplift the me being me too much. It is a kind of narcissism. And the result is, number one, unable to detect their sin. Actually, I have been thinking of this word detect all day long. I think of detecting the mine on a minefield. I think of detecting the cancer cell through MRI, etc. But usually when we can detect that, most probably it's too late. Are you able to detect your sin? Number two, unable to hate their sin. The problem of wicked people is that even they are able to detect their sin, know that there's a mind, know that there are cancer cells, but they are not willing to hate those things which can take their lives. They are not willing to confess their sin, to repent, to take out their sin, to change their lifestyle, and then sooner or later, they become the wicked people the Bible describes. Very sad. Are you a wicked person according to this definition? How do you know that you are not a wicked person? Very simple. Just like today's Psalm 36 verses 7 to 9, that we are in God's protection, His light, His provision, and because of that, we can enjoy the abundant life that Jesus promised. Also, the passage in the Numbers, Moses and the Israelites were able to receive God's instruction and commands, and they just did that. In Numbers chapter 9, verse 8, Moses did not understand what he should do. Then he asked God. He told the Israelites, "Wait a moment. Let me ask God first, and then I can give you the answer of what we should do." Then God told Moses what he needed to tell the Israelites, and then they did that. It is that this kind of close relationship with God that we are not wicked people, but righteous people. Are you a wicked person or righteous person? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to allow the Holy Spirit to shine on us each day so that we are able to detect our sins and that we are willing to hate our sins so that we can experience the power of confession, repentance, renewal, and that we can be righteous people to be close to you and can execute your commands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what are those things blocking you between your relationship with Jesus that you cannot detect your sins? What are those things that even you are able to detect but unwilling to hate your sins that Jesus is not your Lord now? Number two, what is your next step? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.